The initiative is dubbed Shift Left. In general, it aims to push program managers to do much more of the testing of their new systems and their individual components during their developmental phase, rather than waiting until after the Milestone C decision, when the government is already committed to the production phase of a weapons acquisition. By that point, programs are so far along in the process that the inevitable problems that come up during the operational test and evaluation phase are much more costly and time-consuming to fix, or they never get fixed at all. Dr. David Brown is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Developmental Test and Evaluation.
We're the consumer reports for the Department of Defense. We're the consumer reports in support of better buying power. And by the way, I don't read consumer reports after I bought it just to figure out if I lucked into a good decision or whether I'm going to be sorry about what I bought. I read consumer reports before I go out there shopping. I do it early.
In an effort to keep surprises from popping up late in a program's development, Brown says DoD is moving more of its overall testing activity from the operational test phase to the developmental test phase, and also broadening the scope of what constitutes developmental test and evaluation. He says DT&E efforts will begin to insist that the tests match up with real-world conditions and include rigorous checks of a system's interoperability and cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity used to be handled as a certification that we did late in the process, just before we got an interim authority to operate, before we did operational tests. Well, that needs to be done very early. It needs to be started early in the systems engineering process, so every step of the way is informed. Interoperability testing, same thing. You can't test these features in at the end. You have to build them in with well-informed systems engineering, and the informed part comes from test and evaluation. Same can be said about mission context. This stuff needs to be used in an operational and mission context, and that needs to be part of the systems engineering. It isn't something that you should discover after you have committed to manufacturing and committed to a design. In order for a system to operate in a mission context, operate with the concept of operations, that needs to be engineered into the system, and that engineering needs to be well informed.
Dr. Stephen Hutchison was Brown's predecessor as DoD's top developmental test and evaluation official and originated the Shift Left initiative while he was still in the Pentagon. He's now the Director of Test and Evaluation at the Department of Homeland Security and says he's bringing the concept with him.
In Homeland Security, we built a T&E organization very much like DoD. In fact, it was DoD testers that were brought over to initially stand up the organization. George Ryan was our first Director of Operational Test and Evaluation, and Undersecretary for S&T Jay Cohen brought him over back in 2006. And then in 2008, Gary Carter took the helm as the second of our DOT&Es, and that's what the office was based on, operational test. That's where we are currently focused. And the problem is, you're going to get great information out of the OT, but it's not at the right time. It doesn't really help you at what I consider to be the most important acquisition decision event. Once you move into the acquisition lifecycle as a formal acquisition program, the most important decision, I think, that occurs in that process is the decision to start production. Because if you don't have it right at that point in time, those deficiencies in the system are going to be either too costly to fix, or they'll be addressed in some other increment down the line. Meanwhile, you've deployed that capability with those shortcomings out there to the warfighters who are counting on the system to do a job. And that, to me, is the definition of acquisition malpractice.
The Pentagon's emphasis on developmental testing has ebbed and flowed over the past several decades. Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, says the department's DT&E capabilities began to wither in the mid-1990s. But Congress took an interest in the issue, and as part of the 2009 Weapons System Acquisition Reform Act, it told DoD to create a director for DT&E and ordered the military services to devote more resources to developmental testing. But so far, Congress has not officially mandated that DoD systems meet all of their key performance parameters before they move into a production phase. Kendall says he views developmental testing as having a very different mission than operational testing. Operational tests are supposed to be used as an independent assessment of whether a program that's rolling off the assembly line delivered the capability it was supposed to. Developmental testing, on the other hand, is not a pass-fail. It's a way to let managers incorporate the right technology into their programs.
And it should all be integrated very carefully into the program plan. It is one of our key ways to eliminate risk in a program, to learn about what we can actually do as opposed to what we think we can do, and to then inform decisions about the design. And as the Shift Left initiative indicates, you want to do all those things as early as it makes sense to do them. So working in close partnership with the program management team and with the system engineering or chief engineers team, I think is where the developmental testers can really contribute. And there's that aspect of developmental tests that I'm most interested in.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.